Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I bring you congratulations and greetings and well wishes for the future from the Michigan Conference. 100 years, that's quite an achievement, amen? And we are so thankful for the faithfulness that you have exhibited during those 100 years. And you know, as I was asked to call for the offering this morning, my mind began to run in financial veins. I don't know why that is, it just happens. And I began to wonder, I wonder just exactly how much God has blessed the Midland Church over those 100 years and how they've shared back those blessings through that period. Well, I want to tell you, I didn't spend 2 weeks in the archives trying to dig all that out. But I did go back into the computer, one of those marvelous inventions they didn't have in 1915. And I was able to print out a 10-year summary of the giving of the Midland Church. And I want to tell you, I was astounded at what I found. I found that over that 10-year period, God's people, God's faithful people, had returned to him over $2.9 million in tithe. And on top of that, they had returned to him $1.4 million in other offerings. And that does not include local church offerings. $150,000 plus went for world budget, for work around the world. $95,000 was for MAP, Michigan Advanced Partners. And like I said, that doesn't include the local giving to the local church. Now, I can tell you across Michigan, our churches average 5% of their income, or half of their tithe. So if you take half of $2.9 million in tithe, and I want to say this, Midland Church is above average, amen? I thought you'd say that. If you take half above what, 2.9, you're about 1.45. And I would just take an educated estimate here and say that over that 10-year period, this church has returned to the Lord and to his work somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 million. I say praise the Lord. Amen. God has blessed his people with tens, literally tens of millions of dollars of income, and they have returned millions back to him for his work. God is good. Amen. And so this morning, we're going to give you another opportunity to return funds to the Lord. In your pew, in the front of your pew there, there are these envelopes. They're called tithe and offering envelopes. If you'd like to make a gift this morning, you can take one of these and fill it out on it. You can list your tithe and then any offerings that you'd like to give to the local church, the Michigan Conference, or the World Church. Just do that, and you can fill that out, and the ushers are going to wait on us in a moment. Any loose offerings, anything that just goes into the offering plate loose this morning, is going to go for the expenses of this church. And it costs money to run a church, Pastor, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All the ministries of the church require money to go do their ministry, also just to keep the lights and the heat on. So anything you give this morning loose will be going for the expenses of the local church. And I'm going to ask the ushers to stand at this time. And while they're getting ready to take up the offering after I pray, there will be some young people that are going around, and they're going to have baskets, and they're going to be taking up another offering, and that is for the local school. Now, we didn't even talk about giving to the local school, but they're going to be taking up an offering for the local school. So when they come around, if you would just generously share with them, I know the Lord will bless you. Now, before we take the offering, I'd like to leave you with this promise. These are the words of Jesus. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Do we see that from 1915 to now? Amen. God has been good. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we are thankful this morning for the way we see you've led the Midland Church over all these one centennial of years, Lord, 100 years. And we are thankful for the way you've blessed your faithful people and how they have returned a portion of your blessings back to expand the work here in the city of Midland. I would pray now that as the offering plates are passed, as people give and as they return to you tithe and also love offerings, I would pray that you will bless them. Take those offerings, those monies, Father, multiply them by your great infinite power and use them to finish the work so Jesus can come back soon. For this is our prayer, and we do thank you and praise you today in Christ's name. Amen.